See that fish? Straight through there.
I think I see it.
Yeah.
On a warm fall day, this group of about a dozen middle school-aged kids eagerly watch for fish in the local stream in Cabins, West Virginia, just outside of Petersburg. They're here to learn about fly fishing from West Virginia native Curtis Fleming and his crew of pro fly fishers.
Again, that's part of fly fishing. You got to be able to see what's in the water.
Among the dozen children, two of them are from the Chestnut Mountain Ranch School in Morgantown that serves troubled boys. It's a Christian-centered school that aims to help boys who are in crisis at home or within themselves. Kyler Grimes is a sixth grader at Chestnut Mountain Ranch, and he says fly fishing helps him calm down and take his mind off things.
Just calming, the relaxation, and when you're casting, it's just like the history between the fly fishing and the history of fish. It just goes through your mind how long they've been here and has been here.
Would you think we need to throw weight on the fly to get it to the bottom, or should we let it float on the top?
Bradley Clodfelter is a teacher at Chestnut Mountain Ranch who started a fly fishing 101 class after watching Fly Rod Chronicles on television. Grimes is a student in his class.
Basically what we do in that class is we teach them the basic biology of a nymph and the life cycle of nymphs. They're actually required to do a presentation at the end of the class, and it's a PowerPoint presentation. They learn how to cast. We try to get them out on a stream and teach them how to catch a fish.
Clodfelter says his class also teaches life lessons.
We are able to work through just frustration, anger issues, where patience. We're learning about that out here. It is difficult sometimes to catch fish, and you get your fly tangled up in a tree, and you just have to learn patience there. Also, you learn how to take care of the environment, what we've been given, and a lot of times, you know, they like to destroy it, so we want to teach them how to take care of it.
That golden trout,
I see it originated
in the state of West Virginia.
In Petersburg.
Curtis Fleming, the host of Fly Rod Chronicles, often works with Project Healing Water, a wounded veteran program that aids vets through fly fishing. He compares the work he does with veterans to the work that Chestnut Mountain Ranch does with troubled boys.
Just like what we do with wounded vets that come back, it helps them let go of the pain, okay? And kids today that comes through that's been troubled or having problems, when you get them outdoors and you get them fly fishing, they forget all about their problems. I always tell people that you cannot worry and fly fish. You just can't do both at the same time.
You may be able to see gills on it fluttering.
Fleming hopes as the day comes to a close that the kids who participated in his event will leave with a new love for fly fishing. He also hopes it will help motivate them to go outside and stay active. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Liz McCormick in Cabins.